You're listening to SBS News.
Election Day isn't for another 3 weeks, but a record number of voters have already made up their minds. More than 122,000 people voted on the first day of pre-poll voting. But for those who are undecided, there's still plenty to consider. Al Jazeera's use of undercover footage in its recent investigation of the National Rifle Association in the United States somehow found its way to Channel 9's A Current Affair, and it's killed Steve Dixon's Senate hopes. A Current Affair showed undercover footage of the One Nation Senate candidate in a Washington strip club where he was filmed making derogatory comments about women and flirting and groping them. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson accepted his resignation and stressed that it wasn't his mere presence in the strip club that she found offensive.
I am aware that strip clubs are a perfectly legal business and that many men in this country have visited one, just like women hire strippers for hen's nights. But Steve's language and behaviour was unacceptable and does not meet my expectations, nor the greater public's expectation of a person who is standing for public office.
Bill Shorten continued his attack on the Coalition for its preferencing of United Australia Party candidates. He says Canberra will be in chaos if the Coalition government is re-elected with the help of preferences from Clive Palmer's party and from One Nation.
Imagine if we have a country, if you vote Liberal or One Nation or Palmer United Party, and you have Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson calling the shots to the government. I mean, does anyone seriously believe that Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson just give their preferences to Mr Morrison without there being an IOU on the other side of the election? I promise you this. A vote for Morrison is a vote for Hanson and Palmer, and it's a vote for chaos, chaos, chaos.
But Scott Morrison says Labor is being hypocritical in attacking the Clive Palmer preference deals, saying the ALP is preferencing the United Australia Party candidates in 85 seats.
We had Anthony Albanese, who was talking about the seat of Franklin this morning, where they're putting Clive Palmer ahead of Andrew Wilkie. And when he was asked about it, he said, oh, that doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, then I don't understand why they've been raising this issue so much over the last few days. I think that issue has sort of run its course, and principally because of the hypocrisy of the Labor Party, who sought to raise this as an issue. I mean, Clive Palmer should pay his workers. Clive Palmer should answer to the courts like any other Australian will. But I tell you what Clive Palmer's not going to do, which Bill Shorten is going to do and the Greens are going to do. The Labor and the Greens are going to put a $387 billion tax bill on Australians, which is going to slow our economy and cost people's jobs.
Scott Morrison reminding voters of what transpired when Labor under Kevin Rudd took power back in 2007.
Last time we changed to a Labor government in 2007, there was a big cost. The budget went from surplus into deficit. Our borders went from strong to porous. And we had 50,000 people turn up on 800 boats. And we saw debts go through the roof, and we saw ill-considered, ill-thought-through policies like their school halls programs and their cash for clunkers and the programs for insulation bats, which were all a complete disaster. And it's taken us more than a decade to get back to where John Howard and Peter Costello left us. So there is a big price for changing government.
Bill Shorten says the fact that Australia's inflation rate dropped to 0% in the last quarter is evidence of what he regards as the Coalition's pretty bloody hopeless economic management.
That's the equivalent of the alarm going off in the fire station. When you've got 0% inflation, that means people aren't spending money. The reason why people are not spending money is under this government they're unconfident. And one of the reasons they're unconfident is we see cuts to schools and hospitals. We also see wage stagnation. You know, Mr. Morrison loves to talk about a strong economy, but a strong economy for exactly who? The reality is that there's 1 million Australians who've got to hold down two jobs to make ends meet. There's 1 million Australians plus who every month say they'd like more work. The reality is that we've seen prices going up, cost of living, childcare, healthcare, energy prices. This economy is not working in the interests of middle and working class people.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.